We're at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver talking with Bo Reagan, who is Senior Vice President for Research, Education, and Innovation with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Well, Bo, been a lot of talk here about the beta agonist situation. You headed up a technical group that was looking at beta agonists. I know there's been a lot of talk about that in the industry. So basically, talk about what your group has come up with at this point.
Our group was developed as a result of Forrest Roberts, our CEO, had established a beef foresight group. And that group was established to take a look at what were some of the vulnerabilities for the industry and just be looking ahead to help our industry be better prepared as we go down the road. And one of the first topics that came up was beta agonist, something that we felt like that we needed to know more about. We know that we have two different beta agonist products that are being used and represents about 75% of our cattle. More than anything else, that group was set up to take a look to determine whether, some of the things that we're hearing about beta agonists, is that for real or is that perceptions? And so we basically set up, we have about nine folks on that committee. We have a number of cattle feeders. Academia is represented there, a number of DVMs. We have several nutrition consultants for feed yards. And so we basically sat down with them, and one of the first questions I wanted them to address, I wanted to for them to develop a list of knowns and unknowns about beta agonists. What do we know? What do we don't know? What do we need to know? And so we went through that exercise, and of course, one of the first things we did, we brought in Elanco and we brought in Merck. We met individually with each of those companies for about 3.5 hours. They shared with us a lot of their published and unpublished research that they've done on Zilmax as well as ractopamine, which was really, really great. We enjoyed visiting with those people. We had real open discussion. And then after we met with them, our group came back together and said, okay, here's what we know, here's what we don't know. And we really looked at, when we started, we looked primarily at welfare, because we hear about, late mortality death. We hear about cattle becoming crippled, they're overweight, they don't move well, get downers. So we have dug into that. We need to know more about that. We've actually just completed one welfare project in Kansas, and in that particular study, we did not see any welfare issues at all. But I think what you get into is that you talk to one feeder, they have zero problems. You talk to other feeders, and some are having problems. And so one of the challenges that we have, or one of the things that we wanted to do moving forward, what is the difference? Why do you have one feed yard that apparently has no issues using the product, and you have another feed yard that does? Is it management practices? Is it the type of cattle? Is there something genetic in those cattle that's going on there? And those are the type of things that we feel like we need to know more about. One thing we will be doing with that group is developing a series, what we call recommended management practices. And we call them recommended instead of best, because we know that if you do with best practices, that's not going to fit every situation as you look at different feed yards. So we're working on that. We're going to be doing an industry survey, talking to people about what's been your experience with beta agonist since you started feeding it, what changes have you made in your feed yard. So we're doing that. We've also, you look at some of the data out that's been collected, research projects. There's some data that says there's tenderness issues with some of the beta agonists. There's other research projects out there that says they're not. And so, it's one of those areas, being a scientist, to say, well, I guess we need to do more research. And again, that's another area that we need to look at. We need to, is there a tenderness impact? It's been my experience since we started all this. It looks like when we have found issues with beta agonists, we've always found a way to manage around them. And so in this case, if we do have tenderness issues, if those are for real, we need to identify what's causing that. Is it the cattle types? Is it the management system? There's lots of different things that could go on, but you know, those are just some general areas that we need to look at.
The industry's fairly rapid adoption of these products over the past decade or so. I mean, it sounds like high corn prices might have been a factor and maybe causing more of a usage of these products.
It's not only that. I think probably you have several things going on. One, we don't have as much corn available for animal feed. A lot of it going to ethanol, and so what we're doing is using distiller grains, which at first we really didn't know how to use those, but we've learned how to use those. Those are working well for us. Probably there's several reasons we're using beta agonist. One, we have a lot fewer cattle than we've had since the 50s, and through the growth technology, we've been able to continue to increase the amount of beef that we're producing. Beef is still in demand, high demand in this country. It's really in demand in the export markets as well. And we talk about sustainability. We've been working that area, which basically means that we need to have continuous improvement, doing more with less. And the big thing with beta agonist, we know that we can increase feed efficiency significantly. We can increase average daily gain and the cost of gain. So, it's almost in some ways a no-brainer when you look at where we are in the industry today. Low numbers, higher feed prices, continued demand for our product. That's one of the ways that we've been able to address that.
So in light of the developments yesterday regarding Tyson, and I know you didn't want to address that directly, but yeah. Is this change where you think the industry is going?
That's a tough question to answer. That happened less than 24 hours ago. I think we have to wait and see what the industry does. Tyson is one company. They have taken a, they decided that they had a way that they wanted to go. As far as I know, I don't think any of the other companies have gone that way. So, this is something new. I think I've talked to our guys about it. We've talked about what do we need to do with the working group and all. And, honestly, I think from my opinion right now, we just need to sit back and kind of wait, see how this thing plays out a little bit.